أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth and children, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. MashaAllah, we are here in Phoenix. It's a beautiful day and the crowd is increasing every moment with Allah's help. It is the 10th of Dhul Hijjah year in South Africa, the day of Eidul Adha. So what is the meaning of Eid, my brothers? The word Eid is mentioned once in the noble Quran. How we say for the companions of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the companions of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam were known as Hawariyin. They used to wear white clothes all the time, hence Hawariyin. And then they asked Nabi Isa alayhi salam to make dua. أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك. Ya Isa alayhi salam, you're a master, you're a Nabi, you're a prophet, messenger of Allah, selected by Allah Jalla wala, not elected by people. Say, Allah must send down the food for us from the skies. It will be an occasion of Eid, an occasion of joy and happiness. Occasion of joy and happiness, and an occasion of joy and happiness for us who are here and for the latter nations and generations. So that is why it is called Eid. Eid, Eidul Adha. MashaAllah, we have the lecture, then the salat, then the dua, and then the khutbah. Then MashaAllah, you will go make ziyarat of your wives and your children and everybody. And then you will go for sacrifice. By that time is duha time. Duha, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, hence the term Eidul Adha. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us so many things regarding Eidul Adha. Ma hadhil adahi ya Rasulullah, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Mustad Ahmad. The Sahaba companions radiallahu anhum asked, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is this udhiya, this qurbani all about? قَالَ هِيَ سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. It is the way of your spiritual father, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Sahaba were the most intelligent people of this ummah. They said, وَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What will we obtain in the process? هِيَ حَبِيبُنَا رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هِيَ سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And what will you receive? بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنَا. For every hair on the animal, you will receive the reward. So each one of us sitting here, inshallah, we hope and we pray, we all will make our qurbani, our udhiya, whether locally, nationally, internationally, but it will become part and parcel of that ummah who will be slaughtering, sacrificing. What is our sacrifice, my brothers? Very small. Look at the people of Gaza al-Mubarakah. Look at the people of Sudan. Look at the people in Kashmir. See the Rohingya Muslims in Burma and all these places. These are the United Nations statistics. The hungriest people today on this earth are the people there in Gaza. The Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists. This is their aim and policy, that they want to exterminate the Palestinians. And they want to starve them, Allah forbid, to death. But Allah Jalla wala, in His infinite grace and mercy, wa makaru wa makarallah. Last night the news broke that 4 Jutla soldiers dispatched to hell. That is what they say. Believe you me, it's much more than that. And you see, many of the Jutlas are leaving Israel and they're going to settle now in Melbourne, in Australia, all this Indian newspaper, the Haaretz newspaper. So inshallah, we must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah will grant them victory sooner or later, rather sooner. We all should make special dua on this day of Eidul Adha, that Allah Jalla wa Ala alleviates the plight. And another point for us, they call us terrorists. But today's news is breaking that if you know Palestine, we've been there 5 times, so we know with Allah's help. So you must remember, one is Gaza, one is at Dhafatul Gharbiya, the West Bank. So now they are expelling, killing, murdering, burning alive the Palestinians, and with the approval of America. So who are the biggest terrorists in the world today, brothers? When you speak, it must not be an emotional argument. It must be an academic argument. Whenever you want to take on somebody, you want to take on the Christians, you must quote the Bible. You want to take on the Shias, so then you take their books. You want to take on the Jutlas, the Zionists, you quote their newspapers, their articles. So remember, with the approval of America, that they are expelling the Palestinians from the West Bank. They want to annex it and so forth. So the Palestinians are the terrorized people of the earth, and they, America, Israel, and all of them who are supporting them, they are the real terrorists, and they're getting exposed very badly now. So we should on this day not forget their plight, my brothers. The hadith I quoted, remember, is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of this day in the noble Quran. Faswalli li rabbika wanhar. All of you know the surah. Surah Kawthar, chapter 108, verse number 2. So you perform your Eidul Adha Salat, and thereafter you go and sacrifice. Nahar means when you slaughter, sacrifice the camel. So I don't know if there's camels here in Phoenix, in Durban, but anyway, you should know this much. When you slaughter a camel, then the camel will be standing, and you fasten the hind leg, and then you just poke it, stab it. You mean you mustn't try these things? We don't know how to do that. Majority of us, maybe one, two brothers might know, but majority I know, we don't know. So for us, it will be antazbahu baqara. You make zabah. Zabah means you take the bull, you take the cow, you take the goat, the sheep, and what do? Then you sacrifice it. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. All the du'as before, after you read it, is very good. Inni wajahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara samawati wal arda hanifa wa ma ana minal mushrikeen. And after that, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen, la sharika lah, wa bidhalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. So if you know these du'as, is good. Otherwise, bismillahi wallahu akbar. My brothers, 2-3 important points. You should see the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. When you speak of Eidul Fitr, that is after Ramadan, first Shawwal, see what Almighty Allah states. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. You glorify the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And then we go to our Eidgah, to our Musalla. This is called Musalla in our Islamic and Arabic terminology. So that you make shukr to Allah, an act of gratitude and thankfulness. Ya Allah, you blessed us with the month of Ramadan, Shahrul Qiyam and Shahrul Siyam, where we were fasting daytime, nighttime, performing Taraweeh. So see, Allah connected it with Ramadan, the day of shukr and gratitude. This Eid, Eidul Adha, see again what Almighty Allah says. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 37. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. Take the bull, how big it is in size. Take the camel and see how big it is in size. Allah subjugated it for you, O Muslim, O Muslimah. So that, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So that we glorify the name of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. He blessed us with the greatest priority in life. He gave us the nur and iman and Islam. So come, brothers, zayyinu a'yadakum bittakbir, is the teaching, preaching of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Tabarani. So read with me, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, wa bashiril muhsineen. So after you eat salat and dua and khutbah, meeting, greeting everybody, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, then you will go to your family and so forth, or to your farm. So Allah is telling you on this occasion of Eid al-Adha, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ O Muslim, you must fulfill your duty with beauty. You can't be going there and slaughtering, sacrificing one animal in front of the other. You can't be using a knife that is not sharp and so forth, so that is blunt, you know. So we must be very careful what Quran is teaching us. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the exclusive Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. Chapter number 21, verse 107. We sent you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So the Master Alayhi Salam's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Verily Allah has prescribed, ordained, you do goodness to every creation of Allah. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. So then it must be done in a humane manner. The knife is sharp, you're not bringing one animal in front of the other, there's no stunning involved. So all this, our Islamic teaching, preaching more than 1400 years ago, these people want to teach us about human rights and animal rights in this day and this age. You study the Hajj, our brothers are still there. Today there is the 11th of Zulhijjah. They're going to pelt this afternoon. They will pelt tomorrow afternoon, inshallah. We make dua for them. Allah Ta'ala accept their Hajj. Allah Ta'ala make it easy. Whatever else, inshallah, actions they have to carry out. So you see whose name features prominently? Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Today we are going to make Qurbani Udhiyah. Whose name? Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Oh you ulama, oh you students, oh you who know the Arabic language, see what the ulama have written beautifully. They said regarding Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, his name, Nami, Ismi Grami is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, dedicated to him, Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. Why did Allah elevate him? Me and you, Qurbani is what? Bismillah, Allah Akbar, finish. We see our wife, all the Qurbani, everything is finished after. You know how it goes, brothers. So, my brothers, we must learn a lesson. Take the lesson from Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Sallama nafsahu lin niran. He gave himself over. He said, do whatever you want to. He went to the idols and smashed it to smotherings and left the big one and put the axe there. So they said, you destroyed our idols. He said, ask the big one. So they knew that now they are caught in catch 22. They said, build and put up a big inferno and fire. Go to Turkey, you will see the remnants and relics of it. Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam is airborne. And now they want to Allah forbid, incinerate, burn him. Allah Jalla wala teaches us. Jibreel alayhi salam comes. Oh Khalilullah, what can I do for you? He says, Amma ilayk fala hajat ali. Oh Jibreel alayhi salam, I have no need for you. I already read, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. Whenever you're in a tight spot, difficulty, read, brothers and sisters, Hasbun Allahu wa ni'mal wakil, fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. When he's there in the fire, in the inferno, what Quran says? Qulna ya narukuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. You made a fire, you become a place of coolness and safety for Khalilullah. Sallama nafsahu lil niran wa sallama waladahu lil qurban. He's 86 years old. In his old age, he's crying, begging Almighty Allah. Chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habali min as-salihin. He doesn't have children till then. Allah Jalla Wala blesses Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha with the son Ismail alayhi salam in his old age. When the son can walk and run, he can embrace him, hold him, kiss him. Allah says, now go make qurbani of your son. Enshrined in the noble Quran, you heard the incident many a time. So that qurbani also he made. Sallama nafsahu lil-niran, handed himself to the fire. Wa sallama waladahu lil-qurban, and he said, oh son, I'm going to make qurbani of you. Son said, fine. Both anbiyas, Khalilullah and Zabihullah. Wa sallama ahlahu lil-hijran, he took his honorable wife, Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha, with the small little baby, Ismail alayhi salam, and left them, biwadin ghayri zi zar'in, there in Makkah Mukarramah. No vegetation, no habitation, nothing, no water. She asked, that is this your suggestion, opinion, or is it Almighty Allah's command? He did not answer. He turned around and he pointed to the skies and heavens. Look at the iman of the lady. She said, idhan layudayyana, then Allah will never let us go to waste. Allah will take care of us. She ran up and down. We don't build statues of people. We imitate the actions of the anbiya and the pious people. So your tawaf, your sa'i, all that are lessons of this. Then the bir-e zamzam, the water of zamzam gushed out and so forth. Jibreel alayhi salam hit it with his wing, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So my brothers, we should know, وَسَلَّمَ أَهْلَهُ لِلْهِجْرَانِ, he left his wife, his son there for hijra in Makkah Mukarramah. Today we see we're enjoying zamzam water in different parts of the world. سَلَّمَ نَفْسَهُ لِلْنِيرَانِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ وَسَلَّمَ أَهْلَهُ لِلْهِجْرَانِ وَسَلَّمَ مَالَهُ لِلْضَيْفَانِ. When they came to give him the glad tidings, 14 years later when he was 100 years old, he taught his human beings. So he prepared the meals and everything for them, Quran says. They said, we don't eat this, we are the malaika and angels. So then only he realized. So what he did, وَسَلَّمَ مَالَهُ لِلْضَيْفَانِ, he was always prepared to give that mehman nawazi, to be hospitable to his guest. These are the qualities of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And today the hujjaj are going to pelt the jamarat. وَسَلَّمَ رَمْيَهُ لِلشَّيْطَانِ, and they were imitating, emulating him, Khalilullah. When he did all this, سَلَّمَ نَفْسَهُ لِلْنِيرَانِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ وَسَلَّمَ أَهَلَهُ لِلْهِجْرَانِ وَسَلَّمَ مَالَهُ لِلْضَيْفَانِ وَسَلَّمَ رَمْيَهُ لِلشَّيْطَانِ فَصَارَ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَانِ. That's how he became Khalilur Rahman. So brothers, we should be asking ourselves this question. We know the conditions in our beloved country. We know the kidnapping, hijacking, all this. This is Allah's mercy. We have Eidgah. So many places, Morocco. Suppose yesterday I met a brother there in Osterwald. He told me, Ana min al-Maghrib, I am from Morocco. So I told him that you got mamnu. For you to make udhiyah is prohibited by the king. King also another shaitan there. So imagine in Morocco, you can't even slaughter today. It's day of Eid. Yesterday, today, whatever, you know, you got 3 days. So Muslim country is supposed to be Arab country, but they have all these restrictions. Saudi Arabia, the Hajis are sending me messages from there. We want to slaughter a camel. They say we can't slaughter a camel. There's some virus and some. See, Allah ki la ki bi awaz, my brothers. So my message to you is three. Number one, never ever forget the plight of the Ummah. Daily, my brothers, sisters, all of you, read 2 rakat salat. Ya Allah, help the suffering Ummah, whether in Palestine or in Sudan or in Kashmir or there, remember, in Burma and wherever else the Muslims are being oppressed and they are treated very, very badly. Third class, fourth class citizens, one. So me and you must make the dua daily, read 2 rakat salah daily, give us some charity daily, one. Two, what a wonderful majma we have here today in Phoenix. Allah reward you trustees, our Imam Maulana Huzaifa, and all you brothers for coming here from far and wide, for mashallah. But my brothers, we will stand just now shoulder to shoulder for our Eid al-Adha Salat. But the bodies are meeting one another, but the hearts are not meeting one another. So when you go to your wife, then you embrace her today. And tell her, oh darling, oh poppy, oh sweetheart, whatever you want to call her, oh Jan. You know, Pakistanis, they say Mary Jan, you see. So then you embrace and say, Allahumma alif baina qulubina. Allahumma aslih dhata baynina. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. We have such a wonderful occasion here. But sometimes shaitan gets hold of us. This brother is not speaking to that brother. She is not speaking to he because of inheritance, because of a divorce, because of a business deal when sour, partnership when sour. We see one another even on Eid day and we turn our faces away. Which kind of Eid is that, O Muslim? Quran says, listen carefully to what Quran says. Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Master, alayhi salatu salam, his name, nami, isme grami, mentioned 4 times in the Quran, and chapter 47, dedicated to the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verses 22, 23, in tawallaytum, when you have authority, antufsidu fil ard, oh, pay hatiya, you see, so much money we got, we don't know where to put it, inside, under pala pala, this side, that side. So now, we cause mischief, mayhem on this earth. وَتُقَطِّئُ أَرْحَامَكُمْ And then you sever the family ties. When you do that, brother not speaking to uncle, uncle not speaking to auntie, and so many problems. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ Then on such people is Allah Ta'ala's curse. Allah deprives them of His special mercy. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ And makes them spiritually deaf. You speak of money, they will understand everything. وَأَعْمَا أَبْصَارَهُمْ It makes them spiritually blind. They will love their soccer, cricket, movies, all. But speak of deen, they'll become blind. You can see. This is Quran, my brothers. Surah 47, verses 22-23. Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spoke about such occasions. You can be performing Hajj, you can be performing Umrah, you can be in Medina Munawwara or Aqsa Mubarak, you can be in South Africa or any part of the world, and so many good deeds. We fasting the past few days, and remember today, tomorrow, there's 3-4 days now, so you can't fast, remember that. Eid day you can't fast, and the 3 days after Eid you can't fast, the haram that is. It's ayyamu aklin wa shurbin wa zikrillah, the days of eating, drinking, and remembering Almighty Allah Jalla wa ala. So remember that. So my brothers, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you do so many good deeds, but utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Open Mishkat Sharif. Leave ABC and XYZ. They have 7 ties. No talking, no walking, no salam, nothing. So then leave their actions in abeyance till they reconcile. On this Mubarak day of Eid, my brothers, you go to that brother. But who there was some misunderstanding. Just say, forgive me. Let the hearts meet one another. Islam is not saying you must become the best friend of that person. Islam is saying, my brothers, at least make salam to one another. That can't be so difficult, my brothers. So that's the second message. One, dua for the ummah daily, read 2 rakat salat daily, give out charity for them. Second, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. We ourselves have burned the house. We have become our own enemies, remember that. And third message, my brothers, the Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa is under severe, severe, remember, threat from the Zionists, from Americans, from the enemies of Islam. They want that you must deliver such khutbahs that suits their agenda. Yesterday was Jumu'ah, the Imam delivered the khutbah, but he couldn't take the word Yahud. Yesterday he took the word Yahud. Abdullah Awad Juwani took the word Yahud. But previously, remember, hardly you will find an Imam even using the word Yahud. Imagine our Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. The instructions come from America, the instructions come from Israel, from the Zionists, the Jutlas, the scum of the earth, and they will tell you these words are acceptable and these words are not acceptable. In Aqsa al-Mubarak, they will tell you whether you can enter or whether you can't enter. So our holiest places, really speaking, under occupation. So my brothers, we should be making special dua on this Mubarak day of Eid. Allah mahfaz bilad al-Haramain al-Sharifain. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain al-Sharifain. Allah maharri al-Masjid al-Aqsa min al-Yahudi al-Ghasibin al-Muhtallin al-Mustawtinin. Mustawtinin refers to the settlers. They openly say they want to demolish Masjid al-Aqsa, the portion at the back, with the golden dome and replace it with Haikal Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon. So we need to be aware of what their agenda is, my brothers. So may Almighty Allah bless us with a wonderful Eid al-Adha. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. And remember, we will show you the method of Eid Salat now. So the Imam, inshallah, I think is Mona Huzaifa will be the Imam or somebody else. And the Imam will tell us we must straighten the rows, then switch off our cell phones, inshallah, all of us. And then he'll make Allahu Akbar, we raise our hands. Thereafter, we'll read the Sana, Subhanakallahumma, our hands are fastened. And thereafter, remember, Allahu Akbar, we raise a hand, put on the side, Allahu Akbar, then put the hands on the side, and the fourth time now. So Allah, three extra takbir, and the first takbir. So the fourth one, Allahu Akbar, so remember, we fasten our hands, Surah Fatiha, Surah Ruku, Sujood, and then Surah Fatiha and Ruku, and the Qirat in the, remember, second rakat, Surah Fatiha, and then the Qirat. And thereafter, don't go into ruku. The Imam will say, Allahu Akbar, three times. You raise your hands on the side, Allahu Akbar. Again, second time, Allahu Akbar on the side. Fourth time, he says, Allahu Akbar. Then you go into ruku. So we all got the method, inshallah. Come, brothers, let us now straighten the sufuf. And inshallah, jazakallahu khair. And Allah Ta'ala unite our hearts, unite the ummah as well. And inshallah, that we all try and learn to forgive one another. Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. The more you forgive others, the more Allah will forgive us. Stand shoulder to shoulder, brothers, no gaps in between. So Mawlana Abdul Rahman Khan, inshallah, will make the salat, inshallah. Then we'll have the dua and then the khutbah.
Please in the safs and switch all phones off. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة أو يأتي ربك أو يأتي بعض آيات ربك يوم يأتي بعض آيات ربك لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا قل انتظروا إنا منتظرون إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا لست منهم في شيء إنما أمرهم إلى الله ثم ينبئهم بما كانوا يفعلون من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما أكرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا ورزقتنا يا رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وبريطانيين وهنديين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم ووسم مدخلهم وأكرم نزولهم ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم إن كانوا محسنين فزد في إحسانهم وإن كانوا مسيئين فتجاوز عن سيئاتهم Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma dijiye. Ya Allah, sattari ka mamla farma dijiye. Ya Allah, ummat pareshan hai, ya Rab. Ya Allah, humko ek aur nek bana dijiye. Ya Allah, hamare aulaad ko qurrat ayun, aankhon ke tandak bana dijiye, ya Rab al-alamin. Ya Allah, kal jab bari ho hamari aur hamari bari ho, ya Allah, kalima tayyiba naseeb farma dijiye. Ya Allah, wo sabse behtareen din ho jis din aapse mulaqat ho, ya Rab al-alamin. Ya Allah, Allah jalla wa ala نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سفارش نصیب فرما دیجئے قیامت کے روز یا رب العالمین. یا اللہ ہم بھوکے ہیں, ہم پیاسے ہیں, یا اللہ, یا اللہ ایک والد صاحب, ایک والدہ محترمہ اپنے بچے کو جو عیدی دیتے ہیں, یا رب, یا اللہ آپ بھی عیدی دیجئے ہمیں, یا اللہ. یا اللہ ہمارے بچے مر رہے ہیں, شہید ہو رہے ہیں غزہ میں, یا اللہ ان کے لیے کوئی نہیں آپ کے سوا, یا رب العالمین. یا اللہ ان کے حال پر رحم فرما, ان کے حال پر کرم فرما. یا اللہ بھوکے ہیں, یا اللہ, یا اللہ ان شیطانوں نے, ان خبیثوں نے یہ تدبیر بنایا, یا اللہ, کہ ان کو نکالنا ہے. یا اللہ آپ انہی کو نکال دیجئے, انہی کو جو ہے مار دے. یا اللہ انہی کی جو ہے سازش کو الٹا کر دے, ان پر تالے, یا رب العالمین. اللہم علیک بالیہودی ظالمین ومن والاہم, اللہم علیک بالیہودی ظالمین ومن والاہم. اللہم ارنا عجائب قدرتک فإنہم لا یعجزونک. یا اللہ, today is a day of عید الاضحیٰ. The father embraces his son and daughter. The mother embraces the children. Ya Allah, they are so happy that they have seen another Eid through your grace, your mercy, your benevolence, ya Rabbul Alameen. But so many of us, we have lost our family members today, yesterday, day for yesterday. Ya Allah, grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ya Allah, grant the family sabr jameel, ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, tomorrow we have to leave this world, ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. When Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the greatest shaykh al hadith of this ummah, was in Sakarat, they said, Ya Abu Huraira, Allah give you shifa, Allah give you cure. He didn't say ameen or anything. He started reading the dua, Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak fa uhibba liqa'i. Ya Allah, I love meeting you, ya Rab. Ya Allah, you love meeting me also. This is what we want from you, ya Rab al-Alameen. Ya Allah, make our khatima bil khair. Make us of your beloved servants, ya Rab al-Alameen. Ya Allah, our brothers, our family members, whoever have made their arrangements here in this beautiful Eidgah, you reward them, the trustees and the imams and all the brothers and everybody else. Ya Allah, whoever is present here today, you accept our Eid Salat, you accept our Qurbani, accept it from the Ummah, ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, our broken efforts, ya Allah. What is our Qurbani, ya Allah? Today we took a bath, we put on our best clothes, our best itar. But what Eid is there in Gaza? What Eid is there in the West Bank? What Eid is there in Rohingya Muslims? What Eid is there for the people of Sudan and Kashmir, where they are facing the bullets and the bombs all time, all places, ya Rabbul Alameen. Allah mansurhum, Allah mansurhum. Ya Allah, you assist them, ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, protect them. Fallahu khayrun hafidhu wa arhamur rahimeen. Allah mahfadna min bayni aydina wa min khalfina wa an aymanina wa an shamailina wa min fawqina wa na'udhu bi azamatika an nukhtala min tahtina. Ya Allah, all these radio programs that are being broadcast to the world, ya Rabbul Alameen, hundreds and thousands and millions of people benefit, ya Allah. Ya Allah, reward our capital group Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his entire family, ya Rabbul Alameen, accept their Hajj. Ya Allah, reward the Ansar team and all the directors. Ya Allah, reward all the Sirius FM, our brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and everybody else who is trying to keep the flag of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah flying high, ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our children, ya Allah, for your deen, ya Allah. اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك في الشؤون كلها في العالم كله يا رب العالمين. يا الله, those who are ill and sick today, they couldn't even read each salat, يا الله, they crying at home or in the clinics or hospitals. يا الله, you grant them شفاء كامل عاجل مستمر, يا speedy recovery, يا رب. يا الله, those who passed away with iman, grant them جنة الفردوس الأعلى. They are family members. grant them sabr jameel. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Ya Rahman Rahimeen. On this Mubarak day of Eid al-Adha, we beg of you, we petition you, Ya Rab, wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Include us in your special, special mercy, Ya Rab al-Alameen. Allahumma thabbitna lal-Iman wa amitna lal-Iman wa ahshurna yawm al-Qiyamati mal-Iman, Ya Rab al-Alameen. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim, wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi, ma alimna min wa ma lam na'lam, wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi, ma alimna min wa ma lam na'lam. Ya Allah, those sisters, brothers of ours who are not married, give them good and pious spouses, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Those who are married, Ya Allah, and they don't have children, Ya Allah, you bless them with pious children, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa antal musta'an, wa alaykal balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Rabbi jalni muqima salati wa min ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين في كل يوم وفي شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سرا وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زينوا أعيادكم بالتكبير. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. وقال الله عز وجل إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. وقال تعالى في آية أخرى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله؟ قال عليه الصلاة والسلام هي سنة أبيكم إبراهيم. وقال أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وما لنا في هذا يا رسول الله؟ قال بكل شعرة حسنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه أحمد في مسنده. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم أصل الأريق أبيد المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المظلومين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وبريطانيين وهنديين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين ورحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا فالله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اجعل حجهم حجا مبرورا وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا تقبل الله منا ومنكم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.